Okay, so let's learn a piece from the Raditcher. We're going to kasher ourselves to the Tzaddik. We'll have a luchtige Shabbos, luchtige Mamish, luchtige Shabbos, Parshas Parah. Okay, so this week's Parshas, Parshas Tzav, continues off of Parshas Vayikra, talking about all the different karbanas. And so in Parshas Tzav, it talks about the karban chatas that a person brings when they did an aver, chas v'shalom, or a karban oila, which is brought not for an aver, just because you want to give matana and you're a tzaddik. That's usually what's assumed, that the chatas is the karban for, you know, someone that's trying to become a tzaddik, and an oila is someone that is a tzaddik. So it says in Pasuk regarding the karban oila, yaseh kamishpat, that it should be done according to its halacha. I mean, so the question about this is, you can say that by every carbon. Every carbon should be processed and brought for by according to Talacha. So he says like this, it's Chiddush. Inyan Chatas V'Oila, says Bradishavar. Chatas Kedemis Loila. Interestingly enough, whenever there's sometimes situations where a person has to bring a Chatas and an Oila. So Loch is whenever you bring a Chatas and an Oila, you bring the Chatas first and then the Oila. So he says why? Ki Chatas hu or Yashar me'oilam he'alien loilam atachten. A chatas, what is a chatas poil? A chatas is poil, said the Raditshavar, that the Rabbanu Shalom descends to you. The Rabbanu Shalom comes to you. The light from above goes down. The Rabbanu Shalom comes from the higher world to the lower world. The oila, who are chayzer, but an oila means the Rabbanu Shalom is up there, you have to start climbing the ladder, getting back to him. That's why an oila is completely sacrificed on the Mizbeach. And what we usually think is that the person that sinned, the person that's low, he's the one that has to put in the work. He has to start climbing the ladder, go up to Shemayim. The tzaddik, the Rabbanu Shalom la tzaddik, and the Rabbanu Shalom will go to the tzaddik. Says the Shavar, ben hapechu, it's fakir. It's the person that sinned that Nebuch needs the help. So for such a person, the Rabbanu Shalom goes to him. But the tzaddik doesn't need help. More than that, sometimes the tzaddik might feel conceited if the Rabbanu Shalom goes to him. So Rabbanu Shalom says to the tzaddik, no, you come to me. It's like Rav Nachman said, those that live high, there's people that dari malav, those that live high in high madrega, and there's dari mata, those that live in a low madrega. So Rav Nachman said that the tzaddik hadar has to tell like this, those people that are very high, he has to tell them, you're not as close as you think you are. Those that are very low, the tzaddik hadar has to tell them, you're closer than you think you are. Malik Loretz Kavayda. And so he says, that's the meaning over here. So a chatas is a pshat that the Rabbanu Shalom goes down. It's an or yasher, descending light. Whereas the oila is an archaizer, is an ascending light. So he says like this, that's the meaning of the pasuk. V'yakrav is the oila, you should bring the oila, v'yasek ha-mishpat, that it should be done according to its law. What does that mean? Hainu kamai, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. That's like Rosh Hashanah. Mishpat is always the judgment, that means Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah is the month of Tishrei, and Tishrei is what? Is the aleph base backwards. It's going up, Tav, Shin, Resh. So that's the site of Tishrei also, right? Nisan, the Rebbe Shalom comes to us, because no, we're Memtashari Toma, we have no choice. Tishrei, we're where you did El, so we're really big tzaddikim. Oh, you're big tzaddik. Let's see. So you have to come to me. So Tishrei is a site of the carbon oil of going up, Tav Shin Reish, trying to ascend. Whereas Nisan is a site of Achatas, where the Rebbeinu Shalom is coming down to you. That's the site of the month of Aviv, Aleph Beis. It's going in the opposite, in the order of going down. And so that's the site over here. V'yakav v'sa'ayla, the carbon oil is what? Yetzak ha-mishpat, the carbon oil, which is usually the tzaddik. Nah, you should think of it as like Chodesh Tishrei, which is you have to make the effort. You're not as close as you think you are. But the chatas is the opposite. You're not as far as you think you are. That's the site of the chatas. No, that's what the Eitzah is. If a person wants their Rebbeinu Shalom to come down to them and to give them hashpoyas and just be makar of them, then think of yourself as Dari Mata. You call yourself Dari Mata. The Rebbeinu Shalom will come to you. You think of yourself like Dari Mala, that's already a harder avodah. No, we should be machshav ourselves as Dari Mata. The Rebbeinu Shalom will come to us with Sheva Bracha V'Hatzlacha. Alech Tidishav.